escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Is Terry no-showing last night a bad look? Yes or no? Why or why not? 301-230-0980. Look, I think there's probably a lot that we don't know, and Ben admitted, and I asked the question to Max before we had Ben on, was that question asked of Dan Quinn? It was not, so we don't know what the answer to it was. There could be a reasonable explanation. Maybe it was agreed upon with both sides. Tomorrow is an interesting day because they have a practice, and Quinn's already talked about the ramp up to the season. I feel like if, you know, last night wasn't the conclusion the team should have, tomorrow might be that he is more of a holdout now than a hold in. And look, I think it's time for him to get in and get to work. I think there's got to be a reality check on what he's really worth. And by the way, the opportunity that he has that they're offering that he will not have, more likely than not. There's no way that his agent can promise him an opportunity for a deal that pays him $27 million a year, $50 million in guaranteed money. That deal more than likely does not exist after this opportunity. And we're getting down to brass tacks time on the team, either saying get in, whether with one or without one, but you're under contract. It's time to work, or we're going to start treating you like a holdout. I think it's not the best of looks, and I think that there is come to Jesus moment around the corner here for Terry and his agent that the team will probably present to him, if especially practice doesn't go the way they want it to go for him tomorrow. 301-230-0980. Bad look, Terry not showing last night. Yes or no? Why or why not? Kevin in Arlington. Kev, go ahead.
Hey, Kevin. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Listen, unless we find out tomorrow there was a family or medical or some other reason.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. It's yet another bad look. It's further confirmation for me. He's getting bad bozo advice from Buddy Baker. How's that for alliteration? I mean, who is this amateur agent? He is completely clueless, and he has made his client clueless because he has not managed his expectations from day one as to what a third contract for a star player who's 30 years old at that position could potentially be. And he didn't manage the expectation as to why the Metcalf deal was so rich for Metcalf, because he could dictate terms in the trade. I mean, this is malfeasance from the agent, and we're all suffering from it, Terry especially. I can't believe he hasn't fired him already. You know, Drew Rosenhaus or someone else must just be licking their chops. This guy's an amateur, and that's why we're here.
Terry's really bright, though, Kev. At some point, you know, and I know that they are tight, apparently, but, you know, I agree with you that it is not been handled well at all by the agent. My first clue was before.
Starting with Eastern. I remember you were reacting.
Yeah, but I
like,
said
wow,
it even before the Eastern, but that was when I really emphasized it, that that was handled, you know, amateurishly, for sure.
You did.
And, but Terry's a big boy, and Terry's bright. You know, and he, so at some point, you're the, you know, you're responsible for yourself. And if he's got him, he's got to, you know, come to Jesus here. He's got to come to Jesus moment, you know, do as well, I think.
I think you're right. They have made him feel special. He has put up with a lot before the new regime got here. It's all very unfortunate. It's kind of a sad situation on some level. But at the end of the day, Terry is going to be very wealthy. He is going to have a chance at a Super Bowl. And like Gary Clark and Doc Walker and all these guys that are here 30 years later, Terry can own this town. He's got to move past this moment. But it's apparent to me he's very hurt. And I hope it's not to the point where he can't get his mind back into what he needs to do. What's really important? What's important is his legacy, winning the championship. He's going to make plenty of money. I just
Kevin,
don't
that's
it,
a
Kevin.
Really good point, you know, about, and I guarantee you this agent probably doesn't have the experience to really, you know, present that opportunity. But Terry has a chance to sign a deal, play out his career here. I think we all can intellectualize the opportunity that exists that has not existed for 20 plus years in terms of winning and maybe even winning big and what
right.
that would mean in this town post-career and the opportunities.
Oh my gosh.
And that's
he's
at stake right now.
Right? I mean, he's accomplished something in that he's beloved having played on such horrific teams and having. So, again, I think on one hand, he feels like, you know, he should be rewarded for that. But as you've said, and everybody knows, when you sign a contract in professional sports, it is about the years to come.
Yeah, you can acknowledge how important he is. And I think they have by making an offer they don't need to make. But I think that's an interesting point because you've got to almost have a really good feel for the town and for the history and tradition. And like you mentioned, guys like Brian and Doc and Riggo and Joe and, you know, the list goes on and on. When you end up being a part of a winner, which Terry, I think, is on the verge of becoming a part of a winner. And what that means beyond the end of your career in a town like this, I'm not saying it's the only town that presents that opportunity, but you know, look, that's not as big as $50 million in guaranteed money.
But of course,
but it's a part of it, and it's got to be, you know, at some point, you know, it's not a tail between the legs situation to take a deal worth $50 million in guaranteed money. But the longer this goes on, go ahead.
Yeah, just you know. What did our old guy Ken Beatrice like to say? People can't see past the dollars. Well, we're really having a hard time seeing past the dollars considering Terry's already made good money for a third-round draft pick to this point.
68, something like that. Was that deal worth? Thanks, Kevin, as always. Appreciate it. Let's go to Kurt in District Heights. Terry no-showing last night. Bad look. Yes or no, why or why not?
Thanks for taking the call, Kevin.
Sure,
let me
Kurt.
Preface it by saying this. I'm Team Terry, okay? But with that said, yeah, it's a bad look, okay? And it's a bad look because the moment they took him off of PUP, that made him eligible for all team activities. So you were talking about it could have been a discussion either way. It should have never been a discussion. This shouldn't have been a discussion about it. Once he came off of PUP, then he's part of team activities, and that is what it is. Okay. Now, with all that said, the last caller made a great point about the legacy. And if you remember, right before they played Detroit in that divisional playoff game, Terry gave that speech at the beginning, and right. he talked specifically about his legacy and what your name meant. He talked about that, and he addressed that. And I agree with that point, okay? His career, he's beloved anyway, and they haven't even won anything. So just think if they won, okay, he could literally own this town.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And I just think that, I think, like you said, he's a smart guy, but he's also a loyal guy. And he's loyal to Buddy Baker, his hometown guy.
Yeah.
Which I think is a mistake, because Buddy Baker clearly is in over his head. He's going to lose on this one, Kevin. Okay, he has no leverage. The team has all the leverage for the obvious reasons. They don't have to do anything. So what they're doing really is out of courtesy to him.
I agree.
Okay, so he should accept that. And if they want to come up a little bit, that's fine. That would be on AP. But anything over 30 or even 30 might be a bit much. If he can get 28, if they're near, anywhere near 28, take it. Okay. Even if
I think it's more about the guaranteed money too. I mean, I think if you know they're offering anywhere near $50 million, and he wants 80, they're going to have to give big time, because this isn't about $1 to $2 million. You know, Ian's said that before. This is about 10 to 20 plus.
Right. If they're in the ballpark of $50 million guaranteed, you take it and don't blink. You take it in the New York minute and get ramped up for the Giants.
Thank you, Kurt. Appreciate it. Let's go to Athen in Annapolis. Athen, was Terry no-showing last night a bad look? Yes or no? Why or why not?
Absolutely, it's bad, because there's 52 other players watching this clown show, and this is a classic example of the child telling the parent what they are and are not going to do. And the parent, being the team, has enabled this by colluding with him to backdoor in on the pup and all this other nonsense we've seen. So they said he was excused. That's just them covering their butts, you know, for what's about to come. So this is... This is setting a precedent for what other players are going to do. He either needs to crap or get off the pot. They're doing him a favor by doing this because of the player that he has been here. But he's obviously being influenced by a lackluster second tier bottom of the barrel agent. And you know, your allegiance needs to be to your family. It needs to be to the team, not some guy who you want to make the next big agent in the market, if that's part of the deal too. So this is just a joke, and it needs to come to an end sooner than later, because setting a bad precedent for the team.
Thanks, Athan. Appreciate the call. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of this in play for sure. And yet, I still think it's going to get done. I think, like, the common sense play for Terry and the agent, and maybe there hasn't been enough common sense injected into the thought process so far, but once the team goes from, yeah, we're going to, you know, put you on the pup and we're going to not fine you and we're going to call you a hold in to, you know, now we're, you know, 2.5 weeks, 3 weeks away from the opener. It's time to, as you said, crap or get off the pot, because we gotta move forward. And by the way, there's an expiration date on this. If you don't take it by September 4th or whatever, September 1st, you know, you're playing on this contract extension, or you can hold out and we can fine the crap out of you. By the way, there is also a mechanism in which they could basically shelve him for the year if he doesn't report when he's under contract once the regular season begins. That could be devastating to Terry. So there's more leverage there as well. That agent that we've had on the show before, Corey, blanking on his last name, sort of explained that in a story the other day on CBS Sports. Mola in Tyson's Mola, go ahead.
Yeah, it's a bad look, Kevin. It's a bad look for Terry, but I think bigger picture, you know, I fear that Terry is getting some awful advice and completely mismanaged from the agent, from Buddy Baker. I mean, I've done a very superficial and basic look at Buddy's client list, and it looks like Terry is his cash cow.
No, it is.
And so I fear that he's
Jeremy
planted
Chin,
the seed in Terry.
His next biggest client, and he's far from Terry.
Yeah, I think Buddy's planted this seed in Terry that you deserve more. You should get more. We should get more. And, you know, Buddy, I think in the process is looking out for Buddy just as much as he's, you know, looking out for Terry. He's looking for that payday.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. I'm looking for this story that Joel Corey wrote. Here it is. A team can essentially end a season for a player under contract. He writes, this was from a couple of weeks ago, talking about Terry McLaurin, Trey Hendrickson, and Micah Parsons. He said, you know, there were fines incurred, but then the players became hold-ins. And he wrote, hold-ins are being staged. This became a new tactic for players trying to get contract unhappiness addressed because of the harsh economic consequences of a holdout under the new 2020 or the latest 2020 NFL collective bargaining agreement. Frustration with their contract situations led McLaurin and Parsons to requesting trades. Hendrickson asked for one several months ago. Something that isn't expected to happen, regardless of how disgruntled any of the three become, is leaving the team without permission during training camp or in the regular season. It would be rare and risky with potentially devastating consequences. And let me read from this. I'm not expecting this to happen, but he was a no-show last night. What if he became, you know, a non-participant with the team expecting participation at practice tomorrow or in future practices? Joel Corey, longtime NFL agent, now in the media, writes, under the NFL Constitution and bylaws, a team can send a player a letter informing him that he can be put on the reserve left squad list if he doesn't return within 5 days after leaving. Once placed on the reserve left squad list, a player is prohibited from attending team meetings, practicing, and playing for the rest of the season. The letter must be sent in order for a player to be put on the reserve left squad list. The player's contract also tolls where it is frozen and resumes the next year. So they get paid nothing and their contract tolls, which means it is in the same position a year later. I don't think that we're going to get to that point. I don't. I still would favor Terry caving, a contract extension being done. Maybe the team comes up a little bit. But another, you know, possibility if Terry no-shows, and again, we don't know the circumstances of the no-show last night. Just, you know, a lot's out there that, again, puts the team in the driver's seat when a player is still under contract. Some NFL news next. Kevin Sheehan Show, the Team 980, and the Team980.com.
All right, it is Tuesday. Here's what's happening. The Washington Commanders play the Bengals on Monday Night Football last night. JD5 and the starting offense largely only play one series that took only four plays, including a 40-yard rush from Chris Rodriguez and a 14-yard touchdown run from Jaden Daniels himself. A rough night for the second and third stringers on defense as Washington falls 31-17. The Commanders are also signing ex-Seattle Seahawk and Houston Texan tackle George Fant, adding more depth to their tackle spot after he worked out with the team last week. And according to Adam Schefter, the Indianapolis Colts have named Daniel Jones their week one starter versus Miami. The former Giants starter and Minnesota Vikings backup wins the job over Anthony Richardson. Five-time All-Star and former Washington Wizard John Wall has announced his retirement on social media after 11 NBA seasons. We say so long and farewell to the man responsible for one of the most fun Wizards teams in my lifetime. Tonight, your Washington Nationals take on the New York Mets. Jake Irvin on the bump tonight versus David Peterson, looking to get back in the win column after falling to the Phillies on Sunday. First pitch at 6:45, Nats on deck with Charlie and Dave at 6:15 on the Fan. This update is sponsored by the Team 980 YouTube page. Just open the app, type in the Team 980, hit subscribe. Kevin Sheehan is live every day from 10 to 1, and you can catch Denton's office throughout all of football season. Don't forget to hit the like button whenever you do decide to join us and turn on notifications to stay up to date on all things DC sports. And that is what's trending.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.